And House, excuse me, let's try that again, Derek. We'll call to order this House Committee on Elections and Rules this day, May 10th, 2005. Welcome, committee. Thank you for being here. We'll open a public hearing on H.R. 4. I'm sorry, Representative Lim. This will be quick, and then I'll get right to you. Sorry, I looked right over you. I apologize. Cletus, will you please read the bill summary?
Mr. Chair, H.R. 4, House Resolution 4, declares May 14, 2005 as Paul Hanneman Day in honor of former State Representative Paul Hanneman.
It says May 14th on this
one. May 14th. What did I say?
May 5th.
May 14th it is.
I stand corrected. May 14th.
The 14th habit. That being said, is there anybody signed up to testify on this?
No, Mr. Chair.
Paul's a great man and good friend. Not Holby, but Hanneman.
Oh.
Close the public hearing.
To say nothing of a great fishing guy.
That's right. We will close the public hearing. Can you go get Dolko?
Yes, sir.
And tell him my job is not to wait for him.
Since when?
Now.
And I'm a good fisherman, too.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Holby Day. Well, stand at ease.
Paul Holby Day. What's your birthday?
It has no ring to it.
Representative Thatcher.
Yes, Chairman Kitts. I move H.R. 4 to the floor with a due adopt resolution, or a due adopt recommendation. Thank you.
Representative Thatcher moves H.R. 4 to the floor with a due adopt recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Well, I just want
to... Representative Greenlee.
Thank you, sir. If we're going to name a day in honor of anybody who gets a hole-in-one... My brother had a hole-in-one on his birthday, and I would be happy to put...
Are you serving notice of a possible minority report?
I'm glad you put that on the record.
Well, when I discovered that in history, I thought I would add that to the...
Is there any other discussion on H.R. 4? Seeing none. Annetta. Excused. Excused.
Aye.
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 I almost said excuse.
H.R., I almost said aye for you. H.R. 4, receiving the necessary affirmative votes, will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Minnis will carry this bill.
Okay, it's interesting to note his first signed aye was May 14th.
That is an interesting note.
It'll be 4 days from now. I'm signing that.
At this time, we'll open up a public hearing on 2348. Representative Lim.
Again, thank you very much.
Representative, I'm sorry, I always do this. Cletus, will you read the summary, please?
Sure. Mr. Chair and Committee, HB 2348 establishes rights and obligations of Lieutenant Governor for the State of Oregon, effective only upon passage of House Joint Resolution 7 by the Oregon voters.
Thank you, Cletus.
Please note, Mr. Chair, this bill will refer to Committee on Election Rules without recommendation from the House Committee on General Government, and the subsequent referral to Ways and Means must be rescinded, and the bill is to be referred to the House Special Committee on Budget.
Okay. This bill was sent over from General Government per my request and Representative Lim's request to allow this is the companion bill to H.J.R. 7, colleagues. Representative Lim, thank you for your patience and your indulgence.
Thank you, Mr. Chair Kitts and the members of this committee. And I want to thank you again, and Chair and the members, the hearing of this companion bill of H.J.R. 7, which is HB 2348. And originally, this bill should be referred to the Rules and Elections with the H.J.R. 7 together. Somehow, this has been temporary separation, and then it's coming back to this committee again. where it's a rightful place to do. Even though HJS-7 looked like a fairly good size, but this is just a cleanup bill. And what it does, that the Lieutenant Governor will be the next in line of a succession to the governor in the event that there is an emergency, death and illness, or if the governor leaves the state, then Lieutenant Governor will be the next in line to be the governor. And the other things that we can discuss when this bill, as you already stated, will be effective when HJR 7 passes. Without the passage of HJR 7, this bill will not be effective at all. And the other things is mentioned here, when the Lieutenant Governor, if he leaves his position, he cannot serve more than a year with the company has a contract with the Oregon Economic Development Department. So make sure there's no conflict of interest. Also, the page 21, section 26, line 28 through 30, clearly state that the Lieutenant Governor will serve as a director of international division of the Economic Development Department. So there will be no tax dollars involved at all. We are not creating more government. We are creating the good government. Hopefully, with the job of Lieutenant Governor, we shall be able to create more job, more trade, a lot of economic activities in the state. Some other state Lieutenant Governor will be presiding as the president of the Senate, but this bill does not. Lieutenant Governor will be working with the governor and with the legislatures to create more jobs and to create the opportunity for the economic development. So with that, I will be opening any questions if you have on this bill.
Thank you, Representative Lim. Are there any questions on the companion bill? Representative Holby.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Lim, I know we passed out House Joint Resolution 7, and I noted that when we did so, it had the fiscal impact of, you know, holding the election, basically. And I see that the fiscal impact statement has not been issued on this yet, but I was curious if you have any kind of idea, looking at other states, what the cost the state will be to have this new position.
The position of election, right? Chair Kitts and Representative Harvey, talking about the election or the cost?
No, the cost of having a lieutenant governor, the position to the state.
I have not checked it. The current salary of director of International Trade Division currently is vacant at this time, but I believe that his salary should be around the $70,000 a year. According to the bill, it's written lieutenant governor's salary should be $72,000, the equivalent with the same that the treasurer of our state.
Hello, Mr. Chair. All right. Thank you. And do you expect that this office will also have staff, additional staff that we don't currently have in the state government?
It is not required, but I think Lieutenant Governor might be able to utilize the staff already in the International Trade Division. And so I'm not expecting any special secretary, any other person, because he's the director of International Trade Division. There are a lot of employees in that division, and he shall be able to work with them.
Thank you.
He or she. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Folby. Representative Marcy, do you have a question?
Yes, thank you. Lieutenant Governor Lim.
Yet premature.
Representing Lim.
He still wants to party.
You mentioned the succession, and what I pardon me for not remembering, but in HDR 7, which I supported, did we provide that the lieutenant governor becomes governor in case the current the seating governor is incapacitated? You did.
Yes, and the Chair Kitts and Representative March, it did. And also this House Bill 2348 also restates that the governor, and then the next in line is lieutenant governor, and then a secretary of state and treasurer, and the Senate president and a speaker of the House, and let's continue on that way.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Seeing no further questions, I will close the public hearing on HB 2348, and I open a work session on HB 28. Representative Dolto.
Mr. Chair, I move that the subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded on House Bill 2348, and that the bill be referred to the House Special Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Dolto moves that House Bill 2348 have the that we rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means and move to the budget. Well, I think we have to do one first, don't we?
No, it's all in one. Just
moves the subsequent referral to Ways and Means be rescinded on House Bill 2348 and the bill be referred to the House Special Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Anetta?
Votes aye.
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 Chair votes aye. House Bill 2348 receiving the necessary aye votes will move to the Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, ask that the rule be suspended and we allow Representatives Dalto and Farr to cast a vote for House Resolution 4.
Representative Thatcher moves the rules be suspended for the purposes of allowing Representatives Dalto and Farr to vote on H.R. 4. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, Representative Dalto, how do you vote?
Votes aye.
Representative Farr, how do you vote?
Votes aye.
Thank you. You want to make a motion to...
Hey, Mr. Chair. I'll move that we introduce LC draft a bill relating to beer apparel tax.
Representative Thatcher moves. We requested the speaker to allow LC to draft a bill relating to beer barrel tax. Is there any discussion?
Yeah. Is that just relating to it? Is it related to increasing it, decreasing it? What is it related to?
On the back side of the your copy is a summary of the information. And what it's doing is setting a lower limit. Your name is Jeff? Sorry. It's setting a lower limit for the smaller pub brews in Oregon where the cost is in excess of the taxes if they carry out the insurance, whereas if they're going to be below that tax, they go by the previous tax year and pay their bill based on their history. If they exceed the 1,000 bond, then they can do the regular way it goes. So it's allowing for the smaller brews to be able to actually pay the tax and not have a bond and tax combined.
I don't anticipate the relating to clause being relating to beer tax. But I have not seen the draft back from LC. Is there any objection? More discussion?
Please. Thank you. So are we in this then lowering the tax per barrel for the lower one, or just relieving them of the bond?
Relieving them of the higher bond obligation because they never meet that threshold anyway, is my understanding. It ends up being a refund.
And maybe you... Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Seeing no objection, so done. Colleagues, House Bill 3238 is having some amendments drafted for it, so we will not be hearing it today. With that, anything for the good of the order or the bad of the order? How about adjournment?